I can't imagine that people live their lives as though Jesus is not coming again. How churches can just mutter along as though Jesus is not coming again. He's coming again, and there's going to be a judgment. People are going to be either going to spend their lives in a devil's hell, or they're going to go to heaven. There's not a third place to go. So what should the church be about? Winning souls for Jesus Christ and changing lives. Every opportunity we get, we're to share the gospel. That's good news, folks. That's good news. Jesus has come to change lives. He's come to set the captive free. He's come to heal the brokenhearted. He's come to put families back together again. And you and I need to be about it. Nathan, don't ever stop, buddy. Give them the word, even when they don't like the word. Give them the word when they sit with their hands crossed like they'll be glad when you get through. Give them the word. Jesus is coming, and there's going to be a judgment. Secondly, time is coming. It's here. It's here. When people will not endure sound doctrine, they'll get themselves pastors who will say what they want to hear. I think the Bible calls it tickling their ears, satisfy their own liking to foster the errors that they hold, the Amplified Bible says. They want to believe a lie, so they'll get somebody to go along with it. Want to believe this is all right, so they'll get them a pastor that goes along with it. They'll get them somebody to preach that'll say, that's all right. We're not going to expect too much out of you. Paul said, preach the word. The word means proclamate. And we can do it in all kinds of different ways. Preach the word.